drop the mic here. Put on some. Please change. Okay, thanks, Sister Lee. Oh, it's too late now. I didn't even look. But yeah, that picture in there should have been this all during the study. Sorry about that. I should just put up a, you know. I had this original picture, and I lost it when I rebuilt the server on my end, of a picture of how we, you know, this is the Seventh-day Adventist Church gathering. I think I'll just put that one up and leave that one, you know. But this is what we're going to have up now. And so maybe that's why a lot of people didn't come into the stream, because they thought, oh, it's still the children's story or something. I don't know. I apologize. But praise God, everybody, you know, listens to or watches the, well, it's not really a video, it's an audio with a picture, you know, throughout the week. And so, all right, so let me drop the mic. And from this point forward, whoever's going to, well, yeah, Brother Joy, he's going to be recording it, because I can't do it the way things are set up now. So, ookie dookie.
Praising God.
Man. You know, when you heard the phone ring, Brother Eli just told me that while you guys were recording that, a telemarketer called. Man, oh man. And it's probably a robot, too, you know, one of those robot things. So, you can heal. Please do so. We'll start the testimony service in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for letting us see your hand move these last 30 days. Some of us, these last 30 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all the things. In fact, all of us have seen your hand move throughout our entire lives. It's just that we don't see it until we become Christians sometimes. 2020 is, you know, hindsight is pretty clear. And so thank you for bringing all things to our remembrance in regards to all the things you have done. And for those of us that like to keep track of it, thank you for the means by which to keep praise lists in our own little homes. And thank you again, Father, for blessing us all here today with everything that we're going to hear about the people of God being blessed by you, our Father. And we offer this prayer unto you, Father, and praise at the same time. This entire service is all about you and all you have done. As a matter of fact, every service is about that. But today, we want to make you smile. And so we're gathered here today to share with each other what you have done for us. And please accept these praises and this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Hey. Yeah, maybe I should come up with a new graphic for the church service. Okay. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for the last 2 months solid, straight, of attacks. It has helped me grow in the Lord. It has helped me trust Him more. I've seen His hand move many times. Matter of fact, the other day, I was actually in tears in regards to it, because it's so frustrating sometimes when certain things happen and I feel like, you know, I just don't have the wisdom to fix these things sometimes, you know, these computer problems. And I went into prayer. I went into the bathroom, locked the door, and I got on my knees, and I went into prayer, and I said, Father, I need your help. I mean, I've forgotten more than I learned in regards to the computers, and I can't. Some of the stuff, it's hard for me to remember. Yeah, it'll get done. It'll take hours, sometimes days, but it would be nice if I can get it done now, because it was starting to happen again. I had a blog failure, and then it messed up the I tried to put in some new security stuff, and the security stuff was a little too invasive in certain areas, and it caught me off guard, and it I tried to fix it. When I fixed it, I hit the wrong key and hit enter before I could stop myself, and it literally bricked the it didn't brick it, but it broke the blog. It and after about 2 hours of trying to fix it, I was so frustrated with myself. I mean, I was extremely angry at myself, and He's been teaching me how to not do that too. I got on my knees, and you know, like 10 minutes, I think, I don't know how long it was, but within 20 minutes, boom, it was all back up and running for fine. And I'm sticking with the security stuff I have on there now. It's much better than I used to have. And I wanted other stuff that was bulletproof, but this stuff is bulletproof. But the other stuff, it had features I liked. But obviously, their tech support was amazing too. I got to tell you, their tech support. These are some really good guys and all this other stuff. And but you know, I just didn't. It caught me off guard. Let's just put it that way. But just to give you an idea what the things that have been going on, you know, the router died. We all know about that. So they, you know, it was nice that the people that we get the ISP from gave us a new router. I haven't checked my bill yet because it's an auto pay thing. So I'll check it when I get the bank statement, see how much they charge me for that router. But that got, you know, that took 4 days to fix. Remember, we couldn't even do church that week. It was like beginning of this month, or last month. Oh, yeah. Yeah, beginning of last month. Then, as you know, the motherboard fried a few weeks for parts. The SSD that I ordered for the motherboard and the new build and all that stuff, that was stolen. You know, by the time it came here, it was in an SSD box and everything, but it was playing cards from Korea. The email server was compromised. That took days to fix. The website server went down. I got that up in 18 hours, praise God. Chat room went down for 2.5 weeks. So Satan lost. And the way things are set up now, and I'm not going to say how, it's going to be a lot more difficult for, for them to get us all at once. You know, unless, of course, they just take our internet away. That's what we're looking at next. You know, so. And I want to also praise them for the new radio software that I'm using now. The only thing I don't like about it is I can't easily tell who's online. You know, I can't. Well, not. It's not that I can tell who's online. It's that how many families are there without doing some math. So I have to always take 6.28 and divide by the amount of kilobytes that are going out with the spikes, and we're at about 20 families, last I checked. But I haven't watched the spikes because I was sharing, you know, for my notes, and so I didn't look at the spikes. It could have gone over. Because now it just levels off. After it gets, it just piles them on. And instead of, even though you're coming in at 32 kilobits, it's giving you 7 kilobits almost. You know, but I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. It's free. Wow. You know, and the way the prayer was answered in that regard, because the old stuff that I bought years ago from NCH software, they never updated it. Thinking like, oh, no big. And then when I emailed them, I says, you know, it looks like your stuff's been hacked. He says, yeah, well, nothing's 100% secure. And that's all I got. And so I says, oh, okay, so they're not supporting it anymore. And says, well, if they're not going to support it, then I can't use it. We got to stay current on everything. And so I dumped it. And the server's running a little quicker, but without it. But it's going to be running a lot quicker once I do what I'm going to do this week, if, in fact, everything works out. And then I'll be done messing with this stuff. 9 weeks. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for all that because I was able to get through it and be blessed with a way to, you know, refresh my memory of how this stuff all works. You know, because like I said, I've always said I do things very unorthodox. I don't like doing it by the book. Whenever the book says to do it this way, I say, well, what if I can do it this way? And I always try that. Because the hacker doesn't know how I'm doing it that way, you know. This is that's why they have an hour. But I still have a couple other things I got to finish and fix, but they're not really pressing, you know. Anyway, I also want to praise the Lord that we have a new brother named Roman, of all things, from one of the 13 Slavic nations that wants to become SDR. If he's from the Czech Republic and Romania. Did I share this at last testimony service? I got a feeling I shared this. Or either I shared it on Friday night or something like that. So I don't know if I've shared it before. No, Brother Roman? Okay, no one's saying anything in the text yet, so maybe it's all new to you. So anyway, I got a few PMs here that I get, emails. I want to share this first one. I did say it last time, Brother Lewis. Okay, so I forgot to erase it. So let me erase that now so I don't do it again next month. Okay, why aren't you erasing? Oh, there it goes. But I like repeating that kind of stuff. Are you kidding me? We got a new, you know, he's thinking of, he's one of the, I think he's going to be doing preaching or something like that. I know we also, I forget the other guy's name that's in Michigan and he's starting up a church. And I think I mentioned him in the study hour in regards to how he's going to approach his Seventh-day Adventist pastor who happens to be a friend of his that he grew up with. And it's not going to, well, hopefully his friend understands and decides, whoa, you know, something, you're right, bro, and just do the right thing. But it could go bad, you know, like where he just kicks him to the curb. Anyway, I want to share with Brother Gorin, just PM'd me. He said, Sabbath blessings, brother, praise the Lord. Since my balance is not good last week, I tripped and fell near some very sharp-edged furniture. I hit my chin, and it really hurt for 3 to 4 days, but nothing was broken. And it's gone now, the pain, amen. I could have fallen in many dangerous ways and could have gotten really hurt. So praise the Lord, God is so good. Praise the Lord for my job. And for all the ways that he keeps us safe, amen. Amen and amen, brother. Praise the Lord. All right, I think Sister Fran's got her hand up there, so let me drop the mic, and I've got a few more here, quite a few. that I want to share, and then anybody that wants to share, you know, put up your hand. So let me drop the mic.
I'm at Blessings, everyone. I have a few praises from our sisters. And the first one is from Sister Susan. Sister Susan hasn't been in church in a while because the storm took out their power last week. So praise the Lord that, you know, things are looking up. She couldn't get in the room today, but thing, you know, it's getting better. Well, anyway, she shared a praise, and her praise is, "We're just so very thankful to our Father and all He does. He wakes us every morning and blesses us with so much. My family and I are just so grateful to Him for everything. Also, so very grateful for our church family as well as this wonderful church. God is so wonderful. God bless to all." Amen, sister. And I have another one from Sister, let me make sure I got the right one here, Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, "Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise the Lord for keeping me safe while I traveled through 4 different countries before I reached my final destination overseas. And not only that, Jesus blessed me with 4 amazing opportunities to share with the people traveling with me the present truth and the amazing end time prophecies. And He also blessed me with many Mark of the Beast track opportunities along the way. Also, praise Jesus that during this trip to the USA and back, I was able to share 2,000 plus tracks around the US and other countries. All glory to Jesus that His truth is lightning all around the world. Please pray that these seeds of truth will be watered and that God gives them growth. God bless you, special brethren." Follower of Christ, Sister Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. Amen. And yes, we will. We all have to pray for each other when they go out working so that those seeds will be watered by God. Praise the Lord. And I have another praise from Sister Katie. Sister Katie says, "I would like to praise the Lord for His love, grace, and mercy towards me, also helping me to learn to smile and have peace during trials. We were in tough living situation for a couple of weeks, not knowing what to do or where to go on such short notice. But the Lord always provides a way, and His promises are sure. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 says, 'Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.'" Amen. "We are now in another rental, not too far from where we were before. Even though we don't have internet again, we still have our phone data. This is preparing us for when we will not have internet at all while we're on the run. Next, I would praise the Lord for tarrying with Joe's job situation until he finds another one or if his current job decides they want to keep him. Finally, I would also like to praise the Lord for moving me to print out some tracts to give to a disabled woman that I see often while I'm working. At first, I couldn't understand why she was disabled when I saw her carrying a small crate with her that she would sit on, walking fine too. Then the Holy Spirit told me mentally. When I went up to her, introduced myself, and asked her name and if she had a relationship with Jesus, then she answered her speech. Then she answered. Her speech confirmed what the Holy Spirit had told me. I felt so bad. I told her Jesus can help her with anything that she needs. All she needs to do is go to Him in prayer. She said, okay. And I said, Jesus is coming soon. It's important we get closer to Him. And I gave her the tracks as well as a muffin that I received earlier that morning. I got back in my car and drove to my usual sitting spot, not far from where the woman was sitting. I can still see her in my driver's side mirror. She was clearly hungry. She was scarfing down the muffin that I had given her. Please keep her in prayer and that the seeds will be watered. Sabbath blessings. Oh, amen, Sister Katie. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have a praise, too. I had to write it down, so that's why it sounds like it's written down, because I might forget some things. But anyway, I praise the Lord for His travel mercies. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter Mandy took me on a short 3-day trip to Maryland to see my brand new grandson. We also had a couple of close calls on the interstate, but God had His angel there to protect us. Praise the Lord for travel mercies. And I also want to praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit, He's giving me the words to speak when I talk to people about Jesus and His soon coming to take us to heaven. I just praise the Lord for Him giving me the words. In Maryland, I spoke to a few people. Like Sister Katie bumped into a mentally ill woman, so did I. And just talking to her and seeing the stress in her eyes, you know, just coming from her heart, just she was loving the attention that she was getting from people actually even talking to her. She had mental issues and some disfigurement, but, you know, she was lonely. And I also gave her a Steps to Christ book, and please also pray that she gets to read that and, you know, understands it, and God does water the seeds planted. Also, I'm praising His name for opening up His mysteries for Nick and I so our eyes can be opened more and more, preparing us for the trials ahead of us. Through obedience to God, we're seeing His deep, never-ending love for us in a clearer light. Oh, how undeserving we are for His awesome love and His grand attention He gives to us. Praise the Lord. We just don't deserve it. And oh, I just like praise the Lord for that. This week was even with all the trials these past weeks, it was more a blessing, no matter how bad those trials are. Also, in this praise I just put in because I Brother Warren was praising the Lord for that one song you guys were singing. And I was actually talking to Sister Lee earlier about this too. So I again praise the Lord for the last camp meeting when us sisters gathered together to sing songs. And I am so filled with joy when I hear our songs that we recorded together. Singing about heaven and what it'll be like is so amazing because we know the words to those songs are true. Singing Brother Alvin's songs, that praise song, Praise to the Lord, for He is Good, that's all true. It's all these true songs we're singing. Those words to these songs are all true, and we're singing these praises together. And it just touches me when I hear a sister singing for the Lord like that and giving Him praises. I'm so happy, you know. Every time I hear, I even sing, you know, in the car, and I always remember that day. I'll never forget that day, and I praise the Lord for it. Okay, so that is the praises for now, and I'll give the mic to anyone who wants to share their praise.
Okay, it looks like that I'm next, so I got a praise here from Brother Zimbe. He's from Uganda, I think, or is it Kenya? I can't remember. You got so many now. But he said, I know this week is Q&A Sabbath. That's last. So he sent this to me right before we did Sabbath last week. He says, but please share this with the brothers and sisters, you know, on testimony. And he said, I left work on Friday afternoon with no coin in my pockets, and I footed home, which is good for my health anyway. And when I got home, I had no coin to prepare for the Sabbath. But I just said in my heart that the Lord will take care. Now, as the Sabbath nighed, I received some allowance from work, but It was already Sabbath, and I said in my heart, I will not profane the Sabbath of the Lord. I know God can take away the hunger. And as I rested on my bed, a friend came and was knocking on the door, and I couldn't open the door because I didn't want to speak my own words with this man. And I had, you know, like it says, you know, speak thine own words, do thine own pleasure on the Sabbath day. A lot of people don't understand that. I wouldn't, when my dad was alive, I wouldn't call my dad on Sabbath, or a friend of mine that just recently died, I wouldn't call him on Sabbath either, because he might lure me into reminiscing about the old days and stuff like that. And, you know, I wouldn't want to talk stuff like that. So I understand where he's coming from. And then he goes on to say that, and I had told him before that when it came to Friday afternoon till Sabbath ends, that he couldn't visit because it is my time with my God. But this guy just kept knocking at the door. It was not until he said, I have brought food for you. Now, this guy has never done this for me. And the food he brought was good and nutritious. And when he gave me the food, he said that he had to go. And when he went, I just couldn't believe it. And I praised the Lord. God brought him exactly when, God brought him exactly when I needed him. And he brought the food with him. I praise the Lord so much for taking care of his children, brothers and sisters. Let's stand for the Lord, and he will stand for us when we need him the most. And then he finishes by saying, Sabbath blessings. And it reminds me of something that happened last night, too. I got confirmation on something. Brother Eli texted me about something, and it gave me absolute confirmation on something. And I shared it with my wife, and it just brought me to tears almost instantly, and because of something that's been going on with my wife and I in regards to this work and the study that we're doing. And I just want to praise the Lord the way that was just so blunt about how he literally made it known to us that what we're doing is exactly what he needs us to do, and what we were thinking of doing is exactly what he needs us to do or wants us to do. And so I just wanted to praise the Lord for that. I'm not going to mention anything until much, much later, because this is something that's a little bit down the road that the Lord has us involved in. And so, let's see. I got one here from Brother Arnold. He says, wait. Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure it was a praise, because I didn't, you know, want to read a private PM. But he says, Tracy, a Seventh-day Adventist deacon, asked to look at the 1884 Great Controversy and other materials from vbates.com. And he says, pray that he understands and shares with others in the SDA church. And so please do that, everybody. Pray for, I guess that's a man named Tracy. I don't know if it's a girl. But is it a man, Brother Arnold? Yep, he's a man. Okay. And so it's good to hear, because a lot of the Seventh-day Adventists, even in the, you know, in the just by hearing their sermons, some of the pastors don't even know. That they're using corrupted books, that those books, they're saying things that were never written down in the spirit of prophecy, and they don't even know it. Anyway, this next praise I got here is from Brother Joe. He says, I want to praise the Lord for being able to share more truth with different coworkers. Praise the Lord for his mercy and long-suffering. Praise the Lord for the trials we have gone through this past month, that he teaches us which areas we need to work on. And praise the Lord for finding us a place to stay for the time being until he leads us where he wants us in regards to my job situation. And praise the Lord for keeping me safe while driving on black ice during our first snowfall of the year. We are in our first snowfall a couple of days ago. As a matter of fact, we got snow on the ground now. And praise the Lord, Katie and I were able to get our winter tires installed for free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sabbath blessings, everyone, and God bless. Brother Joe. And so let me scroll up and down here in the chat room. Praise the Lord, Brother Joe. Let's see if anybody else has their hand up. Nope. Okay. I'll read this one I got from Brother Matthew. And first of all, I want to praise the Lord. Wow, it's happening again. We got 43 families in the room and 43 families on the stream. And, ooh, we just spiked up on the radio. We were at 20, and I'd have to calculate that, but it looks like it added three more, so 23 families. I'm thinking it's at least three more. Oh, wow. I want to praise the Lord for that, too. What friend just PM'd me. I'm not going to mention it out loud, though, but amen. Oops, it didn't even go on the keyboard. So, all right. I don't see how, though. Okay. All right. So this next one here is from Brother. I got to try, you know, this chat room. I think I'm going to get rid of these little pop-ups that come up when we're going to PM somebody. What is with the keyboard here? It just doesn't want to work. There it goes. Maybe it's the batteries. I need to change them again. But I still praise the Lord for this keyboard. I got to tell you, I have not had to buy a new keyboard. And this thing here is, it's coming up on a year, and it still hasn't faded on me. My keyboards last 3 to 6 months. And what I mean by fading is the letters disappear because they put decals on keys now. And when you do as much typing as I do, within 3 to 6 months, you got to get a new keyboard. You can't. Everything's gone. Well, not everything, but it just looks ratty. And plus, this one's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth twice, so I can use it on my tablet as well. So anyway, Brother Matthew sent a praise. He says, I praise the Lord for all these trials and the ones yet to come, and also praise the Lord we all have been blessed with a new temporary home to live, and we also were blessed to stay with a relative for a short duration during turned out to be a blessing for that relative also, because they too were in need. So I believe that was part of God's plan before placing us where he did. Amen. Also, where we live, we do not pay any utilities, wow, nor for the water, just for the rent. God is good, brother. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I've never heard of that before. That's pretty good, especially up in the Chicago area, of all places. Also, he says, the relative we stood with not only needed help financially, but also with two troubled kids, in which my son Jonathan helped out in that area. And Jonathan seems to be blessed in that area concerning children. Every child he comes in contact with is so attracted to him. They stop crying. They smile. They pour out all their troubles to him. If I did not know any better, I would say that it's really very uncanny, but the good Lord has a job for each of us. And I think he may not fully know it. Please keep him in your prayers concerning his special gift. Amen. Working with children. My daughter Jillian's like that, too. And I have pretty good rapport with the kids, too. I like to make them laugh. And then he says, Jonathan also had a special connection to a third child there who was handicapped. Little Timmy was beaten when he was a baby by a babysitter who could not handle Timothy's crying. So every now and then when Timmy cries or screams or does some other weird things because his brain is messed up from the beating. But whenever my son is around, he gets excited and laughs and smiles. It's an awesome sight to know that God has blessed us with support. And then, brother, even when the things were looking really ugly for us, God came through again and revealed his plan to us through this fiery trial, patience, trust, and faith were the keys for the release of such precious blessings. Brother, we still have a long way to go, but let us keep praying for one another till our King and Savior comes for us. Amen. Amen, brother. Constant, yeah, you're on my permanent prayer list. But let's see. Brother Eli says, praise. He says, I want to praise the Lord for the last gathering and travel mercies. Praise the Lord that the timing is right for the Lord's Supper to take place that Sabbath day. Amen. Actually, we moved it up a week. We were supposed to do it on the 23rd or something, or 22nd of October. We moved it up a week because we knew you guys were meeting. And so I want to praise the Lord for that, too, to be able to have communion with your brothers and sisters in the Lord on Sabbath day at a gathering. Oh. So, amen and amen. That just yep, So, that's great. Praise the Lord, bro. And so, let's see, this next one here. Let me just check the room, see if there's any hands up, because I'm getting here. I want to pray for all the students we have. There's some that are obviously going to be getting baptized soon. We got to figure all that out. Let's see, I got two left, but Sister Teresa has two different praises in it. So I'm going to drop the mic because I just noticed Brother Sean put his hand up, and so he's got something he wants to share. So let me drop.
That. Wait. Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? Do you hear me on my real mic? It looks like it. Okay. Because I've been using my other mic, too. All right. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Okay. So I'm going to read a couple of praises, and I'm going to read, really go over my own. So first, Sister Lynette, who says she went to the doctor, and she found that there was, nothing wrong with her physically. And so she wanted to praise the Lord so that she can do whatever, whatever things she needs to do or wants to do. And saying all she has to do is lose weight. And so praise the Lord for good health. Brother Alex says he wants to praise the Lord for the privilege of seeing brethren that he hadn't met before, for the good times together, as well as for the abundant travel mercies and his long suffering. And amen to that, brother. And that is going to be my praise as well. But before I even get there, I'm actually going to do another praise. I want to praise the Lord that he protected me during the time that we were all gathering. I went to go buy a smoothie, and I was able to, to get my smoothie and whatnot. But later on that night, I ended up finding out that it wasn't really that night. It was the next day. Yeah, it was the next day. The next day, I ended up finding out that my debit card was compromised. And I ended up getting, this text message that popped up that said, did you try to make a purchase in Brazil? I was like, nope, not at all. And so I wanted to praise the Lord because they didn't get a dime. It was only a purchase for $1.38. So it was a really small purchase, but yeah, they didn't mind. I want to praise the Lord because my credit union did catch it, stop them immediately. And they do send the, my credit union does send text messages for things like that. Hey, did you try to make a purchase here during this time? And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that because, like I said, they couldn't get anything. But that said, though, I also started a trial that lasted for a few weeks, which is still kind of going on, but a trial that lasted for a few weeks because that meant that I was unable to go to the store to make purchases. Because once my credit union saw that, my details were compromised. Of course, what are they going to do? They cancel the card, which means they had to send me a new one. And, me just being me, I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to tough it out. For however long I still have food here, et cetera, I'll eat whatever I need to eat, et cetera. But I want to praise the Lord for the brethren that did help me during this time. And one brother was very kind enough to help me go shopping, to which, thank you very much. Praise the Lord, I was able to get actual food instead of eating virtually some of the same things. But there was a part of me that was I wasn't really too worried about it, but there was a part of me that was thinking, this feels kind of like training. Training for, of course, if we're worthy to be of that number. And you're not really going to be able to eat, everything that you want to eat, et cetera. I just basically had what was left over. And yeah, some of it was repetitive, but, if you're hungry, you're going to eat. But I wanted to praise the Lord that, our brother did help me to go shopping. And I did receive help with being able to get to and from work as well. And so I wanted to praise the Lord with that. It was very... They're trials, but, of course, we all have our trials and things like that, but I want to praise the Lord for the strength that he gives to go through those trials, especially the monetary ones. All right. I also want to praise the Lord for... a PM popped up. But I also want to praise the Lord for the gathering with brothers and sisters that happened last month. And it's not that long ago, but I literally already not forgot about the gathering, but my sense of time is kind of not the greatest. So when people are sitting here praising about it, I was like, didn't that already happen? No, it didn't. But I want to praise the Lord for the being able to gather with so many brethren and sisters, and those, even those whom we have never met before as well. That was such a blessing. Praise the Lord. He definitely answered our prayers, you know, in terms of one of the things that I was wondering or praying about is, please protect us so that Satan cannot attack us during this time. You know, I didn't want there to be any, no drama, no anything, none of that craziness. Just please, please protect us and allow us to be able to gather. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. And a couple of things that I also want to praise the Lord for, a couple of highlights. One of the things was that song that you guys, that we've been sharing. I wanted to praise the Lord because the first time hearing that, because I've literally never heard that song before in my life, at least not that I can think of. And the first time I heard that was in the presence of brothers and sisters, and the sisters in Christ were singing it. And I was just sitting there, and I was just in awe as I was listening to the song. The songs obviously are written for everyone, but it's sometimes you just feel like certain songs are written for your specific situation sometimes. And so, I don't know, it felt so relatable. That's the only way to put it. And so I wanted to praise the Lord. I wanted to praise the Lord for that. It was quite a blessing. And for the, you know, it was a blessing all the way up until even to the point where we were all the brothers and sisters were spending our last night together. And just, I remember just this, I guess the feeling of bliss. You're not worried about anything. There is not a care, you don't have a care in the world. You're just enjoying yourself, talking with your brothers and sisters, and playing with the children as well. And it was, honestly, it was quite a blessing, and I praise the Lord for it. And as long as we stay faithful, that can become an eternal reality. And so I praise the Lord for that, and please lock those treasures away in your heart, and it's a part of heaven. It really is a piece of heaven. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And Sister Gab, Brother Gab, it's Sister Gab, but she says that same praises for her, the gathering and meeting the Hawaiians and all the travel mercies as well. Yes, and travel mercies for everyone. Getting a chance to see everyone again. Yeah, that's her new earned nickname. But, again, I echo the same things. Praise the Lord. Everybody obviously not wanting to go home, but it was still such a blessing to be able to get together with everyone and to see everybody. And just, it was heavenly. That's the best way to put it. It really was heavenly. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. With that said, I will say Sabbath blessings to everyone. Please enjoy the rest of the Lord's holy... Oh, actually, now that I think about it, I also wanted to praise the Lord also in terms of the work, because of the spirit that is in my brothers and sisters, and how just mentioning something in regards to the work and just coming up with a suggestion, and then basically all your brothers and sisters, all of you, want to get up and want to start doing the Lord's work. And that is just, I don't want to say, it's not really shocking, but at the same time, it's amazing to watch everyone get up and be willing to work together and everyone start working together and figuring out, how are we going to do this track? How are we going to do that track? Are we going to do multiple tracks? And I just, that is amazing. That is truly amazing. That is the spirit of the Lord working in his people. And I really wanted to praise the Lord for that, because that, and just even after that, it just starts to move you, you know, move each and every single one of us even more to wanting to do more work for the Lord, to becoming more bold. And that's another thing that I'm noticing as well, even in my own, you know, personal self, I'm noticing getting very bold and looking for any opportunity that you can to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, to speak about the truth, to present the truth to the people, and really not caring whether the people get upset or not, or whether they think it's weird that you just brought up Christ in this conversation or in that conversation, etc. And so, I want to praise the Lord for that as well. And amen, with Brother Joe put in the room. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I. Send me. And so, praise the Lord for that. And I'm pretty sure someone else has a praise. I just have to open to read it. Okay, Sister Denise. She says, Happy Sabbath. And she says she wants to praise the Lord for all the blessings and trials this past month, the abundance of the Lord's work, and for a working church. Look at that. She says, last Sabbath, it was suggested that we could do more work regarding health reform, and I was very amazed to see so many brethren ready to work. So praise the Lord for that. It is truly motivation and very inspiring for us. Just reading my mind, eh? But amen, sister. And so Sabbath blessings, everyone. Please continue to enjoy the Lord's holy day, and please continue to share the truth. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Let me get the mic on the stream. Okay, there it goes. Yeah, amen. So I was going to ask the question, too, with the Brother Gab thing, if that was my fault, because I think I'm the one that instigated, and then all of a sudden Eli put in the room and says, oh, you know, I wonder who was the first one to call Sister Gabby Brother Gab. Yeah, because, you know, I knew a guy named Gabe or Gab we used to call, you know, but, well, at least I remember people being called, men being called Gab or Gabby. So, but yep, it was me. So, so you guys tagged her on that one, you know, a nickname. But anyway, that was cute. But honest mistake, you know, because it was an email. You can't really. You know, I get people, you know, emails all the time from people, and I never know because, you know, from different countries. You know, first names you never heard before. So anyway, I got a couple of more praises here. Yeah. It's my fault. But anyway, let's see here. I got another one from Brother Zimbe, and the only reason I know he's a brother because I asked him, is that a guy or a girl's name? You know, seriously, I got to do that sometimes because you don't know. But he just sent me another one, and praise the Lord, he wants to get the book, Steps to Christ. So I think I got his proper address, but it's Uganda, and so who knows if he's even going to get it. But I'm going to try. Because if it's a little dinky thing, a little book, they might let it, you know, because they open stuff up and then they steal it, you know, out there. Anyway, he says, I was home and asked God what I could do for him. Here, let me get this on the other screen so I don't have to, so I can face the mic. Let me act like I'm replying it. Okay. All right. Now it's covering way too much screen real estate. All right, here we go. He says, I was home and asked God what I could do for him, and I just couldn't figure it out. I felt there was something he wanted me to do, but I just couldn't know what it was. Then I found myself looking through your videos. I found a video you were talking about reviving the original Spirit of Prophecies, and bang, I remembered that I was editing the book that you put online called Reviving Original SOP. I'm not, like, editing it, but the scanned PDF online is not clear, and the words are very small and can't be seen properly. So, by the way, I am almost done with it, and will share it with you when it's done. Praise the Lord! Yeah, if he puts it in a doc file, I'll put it on HTML, and it'll be even cleaner. Because yeah, when you PDF these things, we were talking about this last night, like a second or third generation Xerox copy of something gets tore up, and you could tell by the original writings of you know, the Spirit of Prophecy. A lot of them are over, you know, 120, 30, 40 years old, 50 years old, and so they've been copied and then copied again, and so we have copies of the originals, but, you know, they are, and you can even tell they're copies of the original because of the way the font kind of melts a little bit when it's copied, and there's pencil notes. This is so neat, I think. There's notes in some of these books from people that have long gone to sleep, that'll be part, you know, they'll raise in the special resurrection and plague number six, and be there with or in the 144,000. We're actually doing a study on that again, you know, because of new light that's been shown. But anyway, going on, he says, plus I found Pastor Craig's video about end time harvest, and the Lord got me to type down every single word of the 43-minute video. I'm sure that these writings will bless so many, just like it blessed me, and looking forward to typing every word in more videos. I thank God for making me busy for his service. Sabbath blessings. Amen, brother. And then, again, that's Brother Zimbe from Uganda. I don't know if he's in here in the room right now, because I know it's like 4 a.m. there or something like that, but let me just scroll. I don't see him in here. He could be on the radio for all I know, too, but or... Well, he's probably on the radio because I just got this email. And then, but I got to double check the address with him, so I'll get to that later. All right, so let me, I got another praise here from Brother Dwayne's grandson. And those of us that have gone to the camp meetings the last few times, we know who that is. It's Brother Latham, or Lathan, rather. There's an N, not an M, an N at the end of his name. And it's a dream that Lathan had. And Brother Dwayne called me and shared it with me, and I says, I think the church family would love to hear this dream. Out of the miles of babes, you know, Lathan's what? 11? Yeah, he's 11 years old. Check it out. It says, my 11-year-old grandson, Lathan, just last week shared a dream, actually a prophetic dream, with the symbols in it. And when it blew me away, my jaw dropped. He, Lathan, said in his dream, he and I or whatever, you know, were running from, you know, wolves. That's, you know, one of the first symbols. And we were running from them in the wilderness. And then he mentioned that he saw the wolves looking up. Now, we know the wolves are the false teachers. We know the wilderness is when we're going to be running because of the buy and sell laws and then the death penalty thing. The looking up... The looking up thing is amazing. It reminds me of the dream I had many years ago where I walked out when the prison wall disappeared in front of me, and I walked out onto this path, and it was all lit up. My whole body was lit up. It was like a light was shining on it, but everything else was pitch black. And that was the first time I ever used the Bible to decipher a dream, because the Bible does say it'll be night and day at the same time at the second coming. And so that's when, you know, because I was told to, you know, check your dreams with scripture, you know, kind of a thing, because I've been having them since I was a kid. And so he, this looking up thing, does anybody know what that, amen, what Fran just put in the room. Yeah, they're coming to surround us. The wolves are surrounding us. Now keep in mind, 11-year-old guy, you know, 11-year-old brother in the faith had this dream. And so, and he's young enough to be there, you know, well, especially if the Lord comes in the next 10 years, let's say. So he'll only be 21, but... the wolves are the false teachers that are chasing us down, declaring you got to keep Sunday holy, right? The wilderness is where we're running. And seeing, and then the looking up is right, like when they surround us to kill us and all of a sudden we start glowing if you're part of the Gideon band, they look up because they see Jesus splitting the eastern sky, and their weapons, that's when their weapons fall useless. They realize they can't do nothing. Yeah, it's either way, yeah, because when Jesus splits the eastern sky, everybody's going to see the Ten Commandments anyway, because there's going to be an angel out front that's going to be carrying both tablets, and commandment number 4 is going to be pretty well lit. But a lot of people don't understand that. The devil used the Ten Commandments many times before. Look at the book of Esther. Look at the book of Daniel. The devil has always used the law of God to attack God's people, and now he's going to use commandment number 4 with us. He's already used 1 and 2 and 3, but now he's going to use 4 with us. Because you really can't use number 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10. I mean, he just does that for, you know, causing the wars and the murders and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, that's what I'm understanding. I mean, there's, you might want to look into that, about the angel holding, you know, the law out in front, the tablets of stone. I don't know exactly remember where I read that, but, you know, I could be wrong. I do know that there was this one painter, he was in his 80s, and I called him, and he gave me 100% permission to use any of his paintings in any of my videos. This is back when I first started doing the videos. I think he's gone to his rest yet since. I think his last name started with P. He was a really gifted painter, and he painted all of the scenes of the Second Coming, and as well as that which would happen during the buy and sell and all that. It was, does anybody remember what the guy's name is? It's a really long last name. I think it starts with the last name, with the letter P. But he even sent me the DVDs. He sent me all of his paintings on DVD, and which he never did before. So I have all those paintings. I can use those in videos, and I have used them in a couple of videos over the years. And he does have that one where he shows an angel out front holding the Ten Commandments, and the command number 4 is well lit. So anyway, and I got one more here, and then that's it. And I think, unless I'll be checking my emails, obviously. But I'm going to scroll down here. I think Brother Ryan had his. Yeah, Brother Ryan's next. So let me let him go first. So hopefully he's nearby, and he's probably running right back to the laptop as we speak. And so let me drop the mic. Okay, no sound. He dropped it. Okay, let's see. He's going to try it again.
Blessings, everybody. Can you hear us?
That's all blessing, everyone. Can you hear us?
Yes, they can. All right, we want to praise the Lord.
For the fruits, everyone.
For the fruits, okay.
And then we want to sing for the food, and everyone is happy.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
For the Sabbath day also.
For the Sabbath day also. From smiley face and angry face and goofy face. And they don't say the things. That's why. And they don't say Satan, bad Satan, Halloween, candies. And say no to the stranger to go in your car to give something bad to when you say yes.
When you say Halloween is?
Bad, so you have to say Halloween is bad because you have to say to the stranger you're bad.
Okay.
That's why you have to tell the police. Yes!
Okay, so we want to praise the Lord for the opportunity to see our church family in Washington State. So we have brethren who traveled from the Philippines, California, and Hawaii. So praise the Lord for the travel mercies. A week before the gathering, we look at the forecast and it didn't look good. It showed that it's going to rain all day that week. So
yes,
we're like,
everyone.
Oh no, I think we're going to have rainy gathering. But when we were there, it rained after we were done with the day's activities. So, like, it started raining on our way home. It didn't rain during when we were outdoors. So, we were able to enjoy our whole week with the brethren. Jade and Alvi also, Sister Baby Alvi,
yeah.
Brother Alvin's daughter, they got along very well. And she played with Jade a lot, hold hands together wherever we go. And also, it was our first time to meet Uncle Warren.
And then I said, oh, we have a cat in her hand.
Oh, okay.
And then we rode ice skating and bike.
And then Jade was so surprised after Uncle Warren hugged her. She secretly asked me, Mommy, is that really Uncle Warren? Like, she was so surprised. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and then we got a new car.
Oh, yeah, we rented a van there to fit everyone. And
we got a big van, but our car is too small.
So when we reached the airport on our way back, I found out that I forgot my sunglasses with prescription inside the van, but I already returned the van in the rental car. And I told my... I told Brother Ellie to try to go and see if he can retrieve it back. But although I didn't expect it, maybe somebody already rented a van. So I'm like, okay, I lost it. But when we got here in Oklahoma, he told us that they actually found my sunglasses. So we were so happy. So praise the Lord. And so we were very blessed to meet everyone. We sang together the Sabbath day, and praise his mighty name for that opportunity. I'm going to praise. Oh, Ryan has a praise also.
So we ran a big event today.
Hold on, baby Jade.
This is everyone.
You're a microphone hog.
Okay, here.
Okay, everybody, have a blessing. I wanted to praise God because yesterday I was doing some work and a job that I have, and I was able to talk to a guy that I gave a DVD to. I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 years, so it's been a while. And we were able to talk about Jesus, obviously, and the Sabbath, and about Rome, and, you know, Rome's, you know, how Rome created Islam and all these different things, and he was very receptive to that. So keep him in a prayer. His name is David. And I just wanted to praise God that, because when I first gave him the DVD, it didn't look like I said something that wasn't wrong, but maybe I came off too soplada, too boastful maybe when I said it. And he kind of gave me this crazy face. And then, you know, obviously it's been this many years since, so I've always thought of him, and it was just a great time. I didn't think that was going to happen, but it did. You know, I don't want to swallow it. And then, so that was a big praise, and I just want to praise them for the safety to and from every day, and for work, and for my church family, and my wife as well, I guess. God bless everyone.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye, everyone.
That's so cute. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. But it just made me laugh when I heard Ryan say, "Baby Jay, you're a microphone hog." You know, but most kids are. You know, that's amazing. You know, that's so cute. And she's her voice is so clear. She's got good. She's articulate. She's a good speaker. Amen. So. All right, I got one more here. Let me just scroll up and let's see if I can just look on the YT, you know, the YouTube stream. It usually has most everybody in there, and I don't see any other hands up. So I'll share this last praise. It's from Sister Teresa, and she's got two praises here. She says, "Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. The first praise says, I would like to praise the Lord for holding off the rain during our move. I kept praying while we were moving that the rain would hold off until we were done. As we were finishing our last load, it started to downpour, and the winds were horrendous." Praise the Lord. Yeah, Fran and I have seen that a few times when we're mowing a lawn, you know. Because living out here, out in the middle of nowhere, you can see a storm coming in for miles, and you think, oh, so the lawn's only halfway done, and it's another hour, hour and a half to finish it, and you go into prayer, and then as soon as you put the mower in the garage, boom, rain comes. So praise his name that he does do that. Little things like that, you know, like I call those the butterfly wings, you know? Little things like that that he does for his people, it's just amazing. And then the big butterfly wings, like the tornadoes coming right at you, and all of a sudden they shift their track, move past your area, and then go back to the original track. You know, I guess that's a little bigger than a butterfly wing, because they're on the ground, tornadoes coming at you. So anyway, second praise, as most of you know, I sent out an emergency prayer request for my son Alejandro and family on October. I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, October 2nd. The Lord definitely moved his hand in that request. The Lord made the situation dissipate. Alejandro finally realized that he was heading down a road of destruction. Alejandro is now living back home with us, and he is working with my husband as an apprentice mason. You know, like a bricklayer, I guess that's what that is. It has been quite a roller coaster for the last 3 years with this spiritual battle. However, I see and have seen the Lord protecting him and fighting this spiritual war. Please continue to pray for Sandro. I guess that's for, you know, Alejandro for short. Could it be Alessandro? So there's S's in there, but I, you know, sometimes the S is silent in those names. But please pray or continue to pray for Sandro. He still has a long way to go, and for parents that have similar situations, don't give up on prayer. Continue to pray for your children. It may not happen overnight, and things may be good and then go sour again. However, the praise is that you will see the Lord's hand intervene many times. As heart-wrenching as it may be, sometimes people have to go through much turmoil before they get to where they need to be with the Lord. I praise His almighty name and thank the Lord for His long-suffering for us and His love. Praise the Lord. I also have many unspoken praises. Praise the Lord. And sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Oh, Mindy has her hand up. Okay. Let me drop the mic for Sister Mindy.
Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Awesome. Praise the Lord. I love Testimony Sabbath. It's my favorite Sabbath besides Communion Sabbath. All right, well, I have some praises. As a lot of you know, I had a fractured wrist, and I got my cast off last week, praise the Lord, after 6 weeks of being in a cast. And it's just, I just thank the Lord that when they took the x-ray, the doctor said that my fracture was like 99% healed, and so I was so thankful for that. Thank you all for your prayers. And it's just so awesome to be able to use my right hand again. So I just thank the Lord for that. You know, we take for granted, and I learned that, you know, you take for granted for, you know, just having our hands to be able to use. It's just, it's, you know, especially when you're right-handed and you can't use your right hand. And I believe the enemy was trying to, you know, stop me from doing the work. I do a lot of work on the internet, sharing the truth. And so I wasn't able to type with my right hand, and the Lord and the doctor didn't want me using my right hand at all. But after a week or two, I was able to actually type with my right hand, and it didn't hurt my wrist or anything. And I wasn't going to let the enemy keep me down. And it's like, you know, he's not going to stop me. With God's help, he's not going to stop me. And so I share the truth on it's a professional network. So there's a lot of professionals in these Christian groups, and I have this one person that follows me around, and he's always, you know, because I share the truth about the Sabbath and the mark of the beast, and, you know, the truth that we share. And he always, you know, is making bad comments about me, and that, you know, he's always putting me down and saying that I'm a legalist, and, not, you know, we all hear that. And so I just share the truth with him, and, you know, I move on, because I'm not going to go back and forth with him. He just wants to argue and what have you. And so one of the biggest Christian group sites, there's like over 60,000 members that I share the truth on, he was banned from it. And so, of course, first thing he does is he accuses me that I banned him or that I reported him. And I said, no, you know, I didn't. Maybe it was somebody else because they didn't like the way you treat me. Because I always come back with him, I love you, Robert, I pray for you, you know, and I just don't let him, you know, get to me, because I do love him and I do pray for him. And I believe he is, he might be a pastor of a church, because he shares a lot of his videos and what have you. So anyway, so come to find out, it was this person that came forward and defended me, and he said, I banned you, Robert, because of the way you treat, you know, I go by Melinda, that's my legal name, it's the way you treat Melinda. And this person, he's a Sabbath keeper, but he's one of those that believes in calling Jesus Yeshua and, you know, the feast days and all of that. So we don't agree on everything, but he's the one that basically, you know, had Robert banned because he didn't like the way he was treating me. I thought that was very interesting. So anyway, so I pray the Lord for that, because now I can share the truth on this big network and not have to worry about this person constantly, trying to stop my work and saying bad things about me. So anyway, I pray the Lord for that. And I just want to share, you know, God, you know, just pray to the Lord what He wants you to do, because I feel He wants me to be where I'm at, sharing the truth, because I don't believe there's any other brothers and sisters that are on this particular, it's LinkedIn, and you know, there's just so many people out there, and it reaches the world, and I feel like that's where the Lord wants me to be doing the work, is while I have the internet and we're able to use it, I'm using it in this way, and obviously I do the tracks and the cards as well, but this seems to be where He wants me to be, and I praise the Lord for that He's guiding me on where He wants me to work and what He wants me to do, and we all need to just pray for that, because even if it's just a little something, I mean you're doing something, you're getting the word out, you're getting the truth out, and that's what God wants us to do. You know, we are in the last days, and Jesus is coming soon, and so we want to use our talents, right? We want to make sure that we hear those words from Jesus when He says, you know, you've been a good and faithful servant. I want to hear those words. That would be music to my ears. And we want to be, I pray that I'm worthy to be called the repairer of the breach, because I feel that that's what our church is. We are repairers of the breach. And so what an honor it would be to be written in the books of heaven as being a repairer of the breach. To me, that would be the ultimate title to have, and so I pray for that, and I also want, as the Lord, you know, we get busy in our lives, and I'm going to confess, you know, I try to read the Word every day, but I find when I don't read it every day, I feel like something's missing, and I feel like that day I didn't read it, my armor is off. And that when we read God's Word, that's when we get the full armor on, and we're able to resist the devil, we're able to resist temptation, and we're able to get through the day, and so think of it, the God's Word is that way, that this is our armor, and if we're not in His Word every day, then our guard is coming down, and our armor is coming, you know, we don't have the shield, and we don't have our sword. I mean, we all know that what the sword means. It's our two-edged sword, and that's God's Word, and we're not going to be able to fight in this battle if we don't have God's Word. And so just make time every day, whether it's in the morning, you know, in the evening, whenever you can, just be in His Word and make time for Him, to commune with Him. And that's how He gets to know us, and we get to know Him. And I just praise the Lord for the time I have with Him every day. And so I just wanted to share that with all of you. And I also want to thank the Lord. My husband, I mean, you all know that he's not working right now, and he's got issues, health issues with his leg. Well, finally, praise the Lord, and Kylie and I have been praying for this, is he's trying to stop smoking. And I know that smoking, cigarettes, you know, that delays the healing process, and the doctors told him that, and you know, and I try not to nag him, but I just been praying for the Lord, please, please, Lord, work on him to quit smoking. And so he's finally decided to try to quit smoking. He's not completely quit, he's trying to, you know, do it, you know, a little bit at a time, but I just praise the Lord we're making progress. And so I praise the Lord for that. And the Lord's just been providing for us. He's not getting unemployment anymore, and he's not able to work right now because of his health issues, but the Lord still keeps providing for us. We're able to pay our bills, pay our mortgage, and have food on the table. And, you know, God is good. That's all I'm going to say. God is good. He's so awesome. And I love you all. Have a blessed Sabbath. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, keep in prayer that cigarette thing. That's hard to quit. And it's a definite, he needs to do that. Yeah, it does. It prevents the healings. It slows them down. So is there anybody else here that, oh, Sister Mindy's hand is up still. Oh, nope, it just disappeared. You need to get back on the mic or no? I guess not. Let me just scroll up and down a couple of times. Let me check my email. See, Brother Zimbi is up. Because him and I have been emailing back and forth. I'm sending him a book. And he actually, let's see, just put it there. I just wanted to have a book in my hands. Help the delivery guys locate me so you could put it there. Okay. All right. I'll put, I guess it looks like he wants me to put his phone number at the bottom of the list, too. Now, I don't think it's, I don't know if he can hear me. I don't think it's safe. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't want to put, if it's his phone number, I'm not going to put it there. You know, especially in today's world with, like, emails and stuff. You don't want to put your email address in YouTube or your phone or any else, any place else online. My address, okay, my workplace. All right. But, yeah, I'm sending him steps to Christ. And he did, I don't know, he's got two he sent me, but one of them I know is the, what is this one titled? The End Time Harvest. I don't know what that is. But this one here that he sent me is Reviving the Original Spirit of Prophecy Writings. Remember how it's in PDF and it's kind of hard to read sometimes? He typed it all out, and he sent me as a PDF, but this time it's a fresh one. So, oh, okay, Brother Alvin just sent me an email, so let me go check my emails. I guess he's got a praise in there. And let me check my other emails. Okay, hi, blessed Sabbath to you and others listening. Oh, somebody named Terry, just, I'm not going to say the last name, but this is blessed Sabbath to you and others listening to the brother in Africa on SOPvindicated.com. No, I'm not going to put that. No, the books can be downloaded for free, all but 84 GC. Hope this helps. Thanks, Terry. I'll let him know. But I don't want to put, I used to have that guy. I think that guy is safe. I think I used to have SOP Vindicated on my links page. But then we started getting people, you know, says, oh, just SDR on there. Because I don't, he's not SDR, but he believes the way we do. I don't know if he's still SDA. But let me see, what's this one here? Okay, that no. Then I got a sub from Alabama. I didn't get your email there yet, brother. Did you send it to the right address? And if you're using Gmail, I may never get it. You know, Gmail's been blocking me. Google's been blocking me for years, and now they've been doing something really goofy to people that try to email me back saying that I'm blocking them. And, no, that's a bold-faced lie. But then they're not afraid to lie. Okay, so I'm going to send this without that phone number on there. Zimby just got back to me. Checking my other emails. And, no, the Brother Alvin, I didn't get it. Let's see. Are you, okay, you'll try to PM it. Are you using Gmail? Just out of curiosity, because I've actually got a, I put a picture. One of the brothers sent me on my cell phone, and I no, you're not? You're not using Gmail? Well, or Hotmail, or something else. I can't remember the other one that blocks me. So, but yeah, I didn't. Well, how, so you say like that at mail.com is associated with, isn't that associated with Hotmail, or did, or am I thinking of Outlook.com? So, I don't even feel safe about where I'm, you know, my emails are at, or on a different server, because I had to take them off my server because the guy compromised my email server and started using my email server to spam people, and that, knocked me, in other words, I ended up getting knocked out of the box for being able to send anybody emails because all the DNS servers were blocking me. So I had to move my email because I contact them and try to tell them to get it off, but sometimes they drag their feet. And this one company that blocks people's emails, you try to email them back and tell them that you're not spamming people, and the links they sent don't work. And so you can't get your email off their spam thing, and then, and you know, a lot of people use them as a, like a spam house thing, and it's very annoying. And so they don't even know how to do their business correctly, and it causes people problems. Let me check my email again just to see if mail.com is dragging their feet. Yeah, he's PMing it now, Fran. That's why I keep gabbing. Okay. Oh, maybe he just did. Let's see. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, I got it. Right, let me open it up and spread it out a little bit. Oh, didn't help. All right. We would like to praise... This is from Brother Alvin. We would like to praise the Lord for the opportunity to meet the brethren in Washington, and we also thank the Lord because he provided the way for us to go there in minimal expense on a fare ticket, since we have miles rewards from the airline. It's really wonderful to be there physically and spend time together with our precious brethren. I know Brother Eli does that too, but I think Eli gets it to where he gets a free plane ticket just by using your credit card miles. You pay everything with your credit card, you get all these miles, and just get a free plane ticket. So, anyway, then Alvin says another praise. This week, the world celebrated Halloween, and the kids especially. Alvie was able to reason for her faith. Her teacher asked her what would be her costume on the Spirit Week, but she answered that we don't observe Halloween, and it's not for Jesus. So, the teacher was curious that she called the mom and asked about our faith. So Janiza was able to share her our faith and Bible principles. We also like to praise the Lord for good health, favorable report on their academics, and good behavior at school, because they are distinctly different as per their teacher feedback. Our God is really good. Amen and amen. You know, that reminds me of Luke. When he was a little guy, his teacher contacted us and says, I think we need to put your son in special education. And I knew Luke was extra intelligent, but they were talking about there's something wrong with him. He doesn't understand things or something, right? I go, well, what's the issue? He says, well, he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I had fun with that. So I literally went there, I think, if I recall correctly. And I says, you shouldn't be telling your kids lies about, because you're teaching the children how to lie. I told them the whole nine yards about Santa Claus and how it literally the parents teach their children how to lie and prove to them lying works, because the child believed their parents when they said Santa Claus. And then I didn't share the stuff about Santa Claus being a cross-dresser and a transgender. And a lot of people don't even realize that because I didn't know it at that time. This was decades ago. But for those of you that don't know that about that, Santa is the prefix of a female name in that language, like Santa Maria or Santa Rosa and stuff like that. It always precedes a woman's name. Men have the San, you know, like San Jose, right? And so, but why is it Santa is Santa and it's supposed to be a man? So he's either a cross-dresser or a homosexual or, well, both, obviously. Yeah, exactly. The teachers actually think there's something wrong with the children who don't believe in Santa Claus. That's just strange. All right, let me scroll up and down, see if anybody else has got a hand up. And I don't see anybody, so why don't we share some music, and then we'll finish in prayer. Let me drop the mic.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and
sing. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Oh,
Amen. That just never gets old. I love that song. If you can please kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much once again. Thank you for reminding us of all the things that you have done the last 30 days. It's just amazing how we see your hand moving. And we praise you in advance for tomorrow, for next month. In fact, one of the sisters is already going to send me something on Tuesday in regards to what you have done. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us all with eyes to see your hand move. Because a lot of times we miss that, especially if we're not walking with your Son. And so thank you once again for our salvation and the joy that comes with it and the peace. Even in the midst of heavy trial, we still know, we're never turning our back on Christ. It's just amazing how tight of a grip you have on us, and we thank you for that. Thank you for the hedge of angels, too. And thank you for blessing everybody on our prayer list, especially those that were mentioned in the children's story and in the adult study hour and in church service with all the prayer requests. We love you, Father. We love you so very, very much. And we pray that we have many opportunities in this coming week to share our faith with others so that they too can learn to love you. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you in the name of your precious Son, who is forever our King and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.